Hey there everyone, this is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So let's talk about leadership brokenness. Your greatness awaits on the other side. So we're going to check out what brokenness is, what does it entail, what does it require of you, go over some examples, and what happens afterwards. What's on the other side of being broken? So brokenness, what is brokenness? You've probably seen in movies how people get broken down, they go through trials, they go through situations, life beats them down, they get back up, they're in a state of brokenness. There's people that recover and there's people that don't recover. And it's unfortunate for the people that don't recover. The choices they make, the paths they go down, and they never recover. And that's a whole different discussion, but let's focus today on what it means to have leadership brokenness and why it's part of becoming a great leader. So broken can equate being reduced to fragments. You know, like when you break a glass, you break a window, it breaks into fragments, it breaks into pieces. You break a wall, you bust through a wall, it gets torn, it gets ruptured, fractured. Something becomes fragmented. So, you know, life includes a whole range of experiences, good and bad. And many people are less fortunate than other people with life experiences. And there are others that are fortunate more than others with good life experiences. And they're saying that life is unfair. Why do some people struggle more than others? And yes, there's a lot of decision making and choices involved. And how we respond to our environment, how we respond to situations that are beyond our control. And I'm not, and during this discussion, I'm not talking about going out and looking for situations that are gonna break you and rip you to shreds, fragment you, tear you apart. There's times where you put yourself out there, you take risks and challenge yourself, find opportunities for growth and all that. That's not brokenness. When you, as your leadership, on your leadership journey, as you go along, there will be struggles that you struggle with, whether it's internal or external. There will be difficulties, challenges. You will make mistakes. And you will fail. You will have thoughts that cross your mind of quitting. Doubts will come into your mind. You will be tested by the people you lead, the team you lead, your followers. And it might not be purposeful. They might not do it on purpose. But the challenges are there, the struggles with your teams, the mistakes and failures that your teams make, the business that you own, the entrepreneurship that you have will test you. Your colleagues, your family, your friends, life, you will be challenged and tested. And like I said, they might not even know they're doing it, and it's not with purposeful intent. It's that you're going, you want to take your leadership to a place of greatness. And in order to do that, you put yourself out there, you take risks, you put yourself outside the comfort zone. Your greatness does not come from a state of comfortability. So when you challenge yourself, put yourself out there, there might be family or friends that tell you, hey, why are you doing that? Why not just be happy where you're at? The people that you lead might say, why are you pushing us in this direction? Why can't we just be where we're at and just be content? You want your business to grow, scale out, expand, flourish. But your business partners, other businesses in the same sector might provide challenges to you. And then you might start to, doubts might start coming into your mind. Why am I in this business? Why am I doing this? You know, it's okay for those questions to come into your mind. Some people might say, I never had doubts. I never thought of quitting. I think that's a fallacy in that the thoughts come into your mind, but it's how you respond to them. It's what you do with those thoughts that come into your mind. Remember, ideas are powerful, thoughts are powerful. How you respond to them, what you do with them, how you map it out in your mind. And then when you take action on it. So those thoughts will be there. Fear will present itself. And so through that, there will be, if you want to really be great, a great leader, an awesome leader, you will need to get through that brokenness. And there are great, great leaders out there that, and to every leader out there that's listening, brokenness means something different. For you that are listening, your brokenness may not be the same as the next leader next to you. Their brokenness is different than yours. Their level of brokenness might be all that they can handle at that given time. In their whole lifetime, they're given a certain amount of brokenness. Life presents to them a certain amount of, will present to you a certain amount of brokenness with what you can handle and work through. So all our brokenness will be different. And you may say, well, it's not fair. That person didn't go what I went through, and look at the struggles I had to go through. Their struggles, their challenges, well, not at your level, your degree of challenges and struggles. But it was great struggle and great challenges for them. And most of us only see the surface of what others are going through. We truly don't know internally what they're going through. And life will also present to us with health issues that may come. I know I talk about health is important, to stay healthy as much as possible. Your emotional, your overall well-being is important. But sometimes life presents to you with a situation. What if you end up with cancer? What if you end up with getting in an accident that results in health issues? We just don't know what life will present to us. So you may be given a health issue. Life may give that to you. You're like, well, I didn't ask for this. But it has become a part of you. And how do you work through that? Divorces happen. It's become all too common. Breakups, your relationships, death comes to everyone. And when death comes, it has an impact on you. When the death of a loved one, of a close friend, of a colleague, of a team member, somebody that you're leading passes away. The grieving process, I mean, there's life is so full of great things, and life also can present bad situations. And so your leadership trials, when you truly go through those leadership trials, they will humble you. You want to leave a legacy? You want your leadership legacy to last for generations? You want people down the road to be talking about your leadership or your current leadership to have an impact in the future generations? There will need to be a state of brokenness to truly take it to that next great level. If you study great leaders in history, a lot of them, from what I've read and heard, went through things, went through challenges, went through obstacles, had their moments of brokenness. So in order to get to that other side, in order for your legacy to live on, there will be a price, the price of brokenness. And it may not all come at once for you. It can come in spurts. It can come in waves. It's like when you're out in sea and you go through the storms. You're going through calm seas. You go through rough seas. You come upon storms. The ocean is like the sea of life. And you go through it. The waves. Sometimes the waves are calm. Sometimes the waves are ferocious. And the storms come and you can't even see ahead of you. So life can be turbulent at times. Your leadership can be turbulent at times. And you have your own path to greatness that is different from mine, that is different from somebody else. And like I said, you may say it's not fair. They have it easier than I do or did. While you're going through that state of brokenness, you may say it's not fair, life's not fair. There's a part of you within that should embrace your brokenness as it's your gateway to greatness and to your legacy. Sacrifices will need to be made. Whether that includes sacrifice of time. Time is a valuable commodity. Where you allocate your time. Are you going to spend, and self-care is important. There will be times, though, the sacrifice of your time will be a necessity to kick your leadership into the next gear. Whether that's spending time reading and learning and growing and building your self-development on your off time from your regular job, or spending time at a workshop, spending time listening to podcasts, spending time engaged in building the value of your leadership. everything just doesn't happen during the day. Everything just doesn't happen during working hours. There will be times of sacrifice. Sacrificing your energy from time to time. You spend all your day, for those of you that have a job, a full-time job, part-time jobs, going to college, you're spending your energy, and then you, at the end of the day, you want to continue building and learning and growing and building your value and your leadership. It will take some energy as well as time. So that's why it's important to get unplugged from time to time. What are you willing to sacrifice? What have you sacrificed? What are you not willing to sacrifice? How do you build in? How do you create time? How do you regenerate energy? And how do you do self-care? All of these things are things that you will need to sort through and work through. And sometimes you will not see what's on the other side of your brokenness. Because when you're in the midst of your brokenness, when life got you down, when your leadership seems to be in turmoil, it's like being in that sea of storms where the waves and the darkness, the mist, the clouds, the fog, everything surrounding your ship, you can't see around you. Your navigation system has gone down. The SOS system isn't working. The CB radio isn't working. Nothing's working. You don't see no way out. It will take faith, believing that you will get through that state of brokenness. That you will get through those leadership trials. Perseverance is important. And resiliency. It could be like going through the fire. You're being molded, refined, shaped. Every now and then, the blacksmith takes the sword out of the fire, takes what he's molding and shaping out of the fire, puts it in the steam, the water, pulls it out and hits it with the hammer, shapes it, molds it, puts it back in the fire. As you go about your leadership journey, you're being put in the fire, taken out, put cooled for a moment, and you're being reshaped and molded. Your leadership legacy is being developed and formed. It can be painful being in a state of brokenness. No one said great leadership was going to be easy. Have you looked at the brokenness of great leaders in the past? Like I mentioned earlier about the great leaders. Let's look at sports is a common one that a lot of people know of. Like Jackie Robinson. He was in a state of brokenness. All that he endured, racism, prejudice, setbacks, frustrations. And yes, he had some support. But ultimately, he's the one that had to make the choices to persevere, have faith, believe in himself in order to get through all that state of brokenness, to get through the trials and overcome adversity. And now he's one of the great legends of baseball. You want to be one of those great leaders that people talk about years to come? People are still reading about your books. They're still listening to your podcasts, watching your videos years after you've moved on from this earth. There will be a price, the price of brokenness. When you get to that other side of the veil, when you get to the other side of that wall, man, Imagine the joy that you will have inside. Imagine the happiness that you will have inside. And you'll go through periods of happiness, joy, celebrations throughout your leadership journey. But when it's all said and done, you get to that other side. The state of being broken, that brokenness that you've been through, will be worth it all. Or you can simply choose just to be in that state of comfortability. If you don't want to worry about being broken, if you don't want to go through brokenness, by all means, stay where you're at. Don't challenge yourself. Don't put yourself out there. Don't put yourself at risk. Don't make mistakes. Don't fail at things. Just keep on living day to day at that level of complacency, that level of satisfaction. However, to achieve greatness will require a state of brokenness throughout, or at one point in your life, or several points in your life. And as you get broken, as you get challenged, as your business fails and you're at your wit's end and you're like, what am I going to do? Or if you've been fired, let go because of a huge mistake you made, or you failed in creating or producing within your organization, or you made some mistakes and they let you go, or they downsized, whatever the reason, and you're at that state where you feel like your back's against the wall. You might be heading toward depression, anxiety. No, leaders are human. During that state of brokenness, you may have some depression. You may have some grief. You may have some tears. And that's okay. You're human. Of course, you don't want it to get to the place where it becomes debilitating, where you're not able to get out there and get going, get back. And if it's leaning in that direction, of course, get the help that you need. But as you go about your journey and life comes and smacks you with failure, with other businesses put you out of business, your teams leave you for whatever reason, you lose followers, whatever life presents to you, and you feel emotionally broken, you feel physically broken, financially broken, your spouse left you, your girlfriend, boyfriend left you, and you feel broken, you feel like there's no way up, there's no way out of it. Lean on your support system. Believe in yourself. Have faith that you will get through it. And you shouldn't feel guilty because of the risks you took. Because taking yourself outside the comfort zone, deep down inside, you know as a leader where you want to go to, that vision you have, and what will it take to get there. There are some people that will risk it all. There are some people that will risk some things. Know thyself, know your risk tolerance, know how much you can risk at any given time. Do a risk analysis. And everyone's at different levels. There are hundreds and thousands of people out there that will give you advice, that will tell you do it their way, do it your way, do it his or her way. And all of the information that's out there, you know, what works for them may not work for you. It may work for you. But like I say often, take tidbits, take pieces from different people that are out there. Take a piece of what you listen from my podcast. If you don't take it all, take a bits and pieces. Form your own leadership journey. Form your own leadership brand. And be you. Because you know yourself. You should know yourself. And you will know that working through that state of brokenness, what works for somebody else may not work for you. Maybe a part of what works for them and what a part of that works for somebody else, you put that together and you form your own tools, you form your own a structure on how to get through a state of brokenness. What are your thoughts on leadership brokenness? Do you agree, disagree? Can you see that your greatness awaits on the other side of the wall, the other side of the veil? Imagine, envision it, see it, and get through adversity, get through those challenges like Jackie Robinson did. No matter who you are, you're alive. Life has given you opportunities. You can find a million examples out there in the world. People from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different struggles. I mean, physical challenges. And people are out there performing great things because they would not let those obstacles prevent them from doing great things. You want to be a great leader? Understand the importance of leadership brokenness and working through that, embracing it, getting through it. And remember, your greatness awaits on the other side. Remember the value in all of this, the value that you have as you're being refined, like the blacksmith refines and shapes that sword, that leadership sword. It's being refined to a state of greatness for the person that will be holding that sword. Your leadership is being refined and shaped. So all of this that we've discussed today that I presented to you, I think is of value, and it matters. It matters to your leadership to truly be among the great leaders. So remember your value, remember you matter, remember no one can take that away from you. Your brokenness belongs to you and no one else. See the opportunity in brokenness and where it can lead to. So until next time, take care. Have a great week. And talk to you soon.